This is Detective Miller, 8704, Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Today's date is September 24th, 2013. It's 10:03 a.m. I'm currently at 4855 Technology Way. Reference the case filed with the Sheriff's Office by Elliot Bernstein. With me is Deputy
Mark Berry, 15527.
And ma'am, can you just state your full name and provide your date of birth for the record, please?
Kimberly Moran. My birthday is October 24th, 1978.
Okay. Kimberly, you understand that this is a criminal investigation?
Yes.
You don't have to talk to me if you don't want to?
Yes.
So, obviously, I appreciate you willingly talk to me, but during any time during this interview, you can stop, not answer, tell me to move on, whatever you want to do. Okay? Kimberly, who do you work for?
The law firm of Tesher and Spelina.
Okay. And what's your title?
Legal assistant.
Okay. Are you also a notary?
Yes.
And being a notary, you got a certification or a license, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Which is it? Is it a certificate or a license?
I think it's just a certificate.
Okay. And did you attend a course or?
It's an, when I first became a notary, I think it was in 2004, you take like an online course and then you just fill out some forms and then they send you the certificate with the notary.
Okay. So how many years have you been a notary?
I guess 9 years. 2004, I think, was when I became a notary.
Okay. Now, are you familiar with, I guess it's Bernstein's, I can't think of the mom's name right now. Shirley Bernstein,
yes.
Simon Bernstein, and I guess they have, several estates?
Well,
two estates now?
Yes.
Okay, and how many trusts? Any trusts or anything prior to?
Each of them have a local trust.
Okay. Now I want to show you some documents. I have six documents here, and these are from the estate of Shirley Bernstein and their waiver of accounting forms that were drawn up. Did you draw these forms up?
I made the forms. I created the forms, yes.
Okay. And just look at all six of them here. There's one by Elliot Bernstein, one for Jill, one for Lisa, one for Pamela, one for Ted, and one for Simon. Were you told to create these forms?
Well, yeah. I mean, I created the forms, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't sign these.
Yep. Let's not jump too far forward. I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to establish that who created the forms and why they were created.
Okay.
Now, I'm gathering that there was a conversation with Simon and all his children and one of the attorneys here referenced changing the distribution of some money from Shirley's estate going from the kids here to the grandkids. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't really know how the estate planning was done.
Okay, so you were not present during that conversation? I think it was a conference call?
No.
Okay, so after the fact, you were told to draw this up?
Correct. Well, yes, this is a standard form during an estate or probate proceedings. This is a standard form that people sign in order to close an estate.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand it because I don't do these. Don't get too nervous, all right?
I wasn't necessarily asked to specifically create these forms. It's just when I'm told to close an estate, this is something that...
So this is just generally how it's done?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. I'm just trying to understand. So then you sent out the forms?
Correct.
Okay. And they were returned to you?
I had sent them originally to Simon Bernstein and asked him to have each of his children sign them, and then he asked me to send them individually to each of the kids, and that's the next step that I took.
Okay. So you sent this form out to each of the five kids?
Yes.
And did you have to remind some of the kids to get them back to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then, obviously, they just returned to you signed?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't witness anybody sign them?
No.
Okay. And then what'd you do?
And then once I finally did receive them all, I submitted them to the court with all the closing documents.
Okay, did you physically walk them over?
No, I mailed them in.
So you mailed these forms in. Okay. Do you remember getting, I'm going to call it a rejection letter, this form right here?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that come personally to you?
Not personally, no. It came to our office.
And then it was given to you? By other office personnel?
Well, I opened the envelope.
Okay. Okay, after you received this memorandum from the courts, what'd you do? Because what's it say here? It says receipts from assets from all were not notarized. So did you then at that time learn that the forms that we just spoke about a few minutes ago needed to be notarized?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Okay. When you received this memorandum, what did you realize?
I realized that they hadn't been notarized, but they'd never needed to be notarized before, so it was never a standard procedure, but I guess they've changed it since then.
Okay.
And that they did need to be notarized.
All right. And what'd you do after that? Water.
Can Robert come in here or no?
I'd like to talk to him separately. I mean, we both know what happened, okay? Part of dealing with the situation. You have kids? Okay. What's the first thing you tell your kids when you're trying to teach them truth, honesty, things like that, that they need to just talk about it, right? Okay, now I can understand this is a little scary because the police are here. I'm sorry?
I'm just terrified. Okay, well. None of you guys.
All right. Well, people make mistakes, okay? Everybody does. I do. Mark here does. Every day we do. Mistakes are sometimes a little bit on different scales, but what's the first thing we have to do with the mistake? Well, own up to it. Fix it correctly, not fix it behind the scenes. So obviously you found out that the forms were supposed to be notarized. Okay. And here's my question to you. Okay. These forms, then the exact same forms, obviously suddenly became notarized, correct?
Yes, I notarized them.
Okay, you notarized them. But here's the problem. Help me understand it, is these are not the exact same forms that we previously had.
No.
Okay. So what'd you do? Scan the forms in and make them a Word document and lift the signatures and place the signatures on there? And put the signatures on a new form?
Yes.
And then notarized them for all the forms? So you had these other forms here that were originals. How'd you exactly do that? Been easier to lift them off of a Word document and place them.
I don't know what that means.
You can take PDFs, scan them, make them Word documents, lift signatures electronically, and then place them on documents.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
Did you create a new form with no signature on it first to trace onto?
Okay. Did you receive any type of monetary compensation for doing this?
No.
Okay. Help me understand, what was your reasoning for... Was it embarrassment? You made a mistake?
I think I was nervous that I was going to get in trouble because I didn't know that. But I really didn't think that they had needed to, and I guess at the time I wasn't really... it's just one of those things where I guess it just needed to be. I didn't know how I was going to do it, and so that's just, I really don't have an explanation.
Did anybody tell you to do that?
No.
Did you ask for anybody's opinion on whether it might be okay to do it?
So who do you think you were getting in trouble by?
I don't know. I guess I just thought that I was going to be in trouble with my bosses, but for not doing it right. But
okay.
The fact is that I guess I wouldn't have been. It's just I wasn't really thinking properly.
How long have you been employed here?
14 years.
So you have a pretty decent relationship with your supervisors, right?
But
they don't seem to be intimidating.
No, they're not.
Angry people. Okay. Were you afraid of the Bernsteins or something?
No, I really.
Or was it more a hassle to do all that and be easier to trace?
It really had nothing to do with any of that. I really don't know why. I really
anything.
Just wasn't thinking properly, and I just, I just thought it needs to get done, and I.
Anything else reference the entire Bernstein's estates that you may have done some documents inappropriately?
No.
Nothing else.
The only thing ever in my life that I've done was this.
Nothing else that is going to come to light or that I need to be aware of now so it's not brought up to me later?
No.
Okay. Really, did anybody else know that rejection letter came from the court besides you?
No.
Did anybody else know that you notarized those and
no.
sent them back in?
No.
So nobody in the firm was aware of that at all?
No.
When did you make your bosses aware?
When I got the package from the governor's office that had the complaints in there, and I knew that they were having trouble with Elliot Bernstein. I know that he was giving them some trouble, and then I fought for it. And I didn't even think when I got the package, I didn't even remember doing this. And then when I opened it and I looked through it, then I just, my blood ran cold, and I realized what it was then that I realized what a big mistake it was.
And which boss did you tell? Both at the same time? Separately? How'd that transpire?
Well, I think that the way it did went was that I texted Robert first. I texted either just Robert or I texted both of them that I got it.
And what did they
say? And then, at first Robert just said, not to worry about it. It was, no big deal that everybody's having trouble with him. And I called him and I told him, the thing, and I told him that I had notarized them and I had spoken to, Don too, and I right away told them both that I had notarized the document, and it was
not
maybe a few weeks or a week or something before I told them the rest of it.
What do you spoke to who, Don?
Well, I had spoken to both of them, but Robert's
who?
The one that I did most
of
talking
Don.
To,
okay,
because
Don,
Robert's right. Here in the office. And immediately they both, went and, started to reopen the estate, and they spoke with all of the children and explained what happened, and they, I wrote the letter to the governor, and, immediately they told me that they have to tell the court, and so they're going through all of that now to reopen the estate and set things, the proper way. That's,
Okay. Anything else you think you should mention?
No.
All right, that concludes the interview. Thank you.